There's been an increase in the number of complaints about private dentists. Over the last financial year, the Dental Complaints Service dealt with 1,800 issues. That's a rise of 17%. Derek Prentice is the chairman of the service.
Well, the Dental Complaints Service is a service that was established some 6 years ago to deal with private patients' complaints of dental services. So unlike the NHS, where there's always been a complaint service, there has never been a complaint service specifically for patients of private dental practices. So we set the service up under the auspices of the General Dental Council in order to meet that unmet demand.
So why wasn't there a complaint service before?
Well, I don't know is the honest answer. Nobody does. There's been concern expressed for many years about the need for such a service, and nobody ever got really around to it. And then the General Dental Council decided that it would pick up the ball and set the service up.
What sort of things are people complaining about?
Well, as you can imagine, almost every single issue that they go to the dentist about. But the most common complaints we have relate to crowns, dentures, fillings, root canals, and we're beginning to see an increase in complaints about implants as well.
So why do you think there's this increase? I mean, is it that more people are finding out about the complaint service?
Well, I think that's one reason. Undoubtedly, the service is becoming better and better known, and obviously, therefore, more people are using it. But in addition to that, I think there has also been a general increase about complaints across all professional services. People are learning how to complain more than they have done in the past.
I suppose the other thing is that private dental work can be expensive and people want to make sure they're getting what they pay for.
Well, yes, indeed. And there's a very large increase in the amount of cosmetic dentistry that's going on, and people are able to see whether, if you and I have a filling done, we're not always able to make sure to know, apart from the pain, that it's been done correctly. But if we ask for some new crowns or to have tooth whitening, it's fairly obvious, even to a layperson, whether it's been done correctly or not, or to our satisfaction.
How do you go about resolving complaints? What are the solutions for people?
Well, the great advantage of our complaint system, and it should be the advantage of all complaint systems, but regretfully it's not, is speed. You know, people get upset and from both the person that's being complained about and the complainant when things take a long time. What we do is, we ensure that the patient has been back to the dentist and given them an opportunity to put it right. If they haven't, we'll get in contact with the dentist, either by telephone or by email, and one of our staff will try to resolve the matter there and then. If we're unable to resolve that matter, then we have a panel arrangement where we have three people, two lay people and one dental professional, all volunteers, interestingly enough, who will meet very quickly indeed, hear the dentist put his side of the case and the patient put their side of the case, no lawyers involved, no other advisors, just sitting around the table, both telling their own stories, and a ruling is made. Depending on what that ruling is, the dentist, if they have a case to answer, then we'll have to put that thing right.